This is Fresh Air. Count Basie's band from Kansas City reached New York in December of 1936. Musicians took note immediately, but the general public took a little longer. Basie's big break came in July 1938, when the band started broadcasting from the 52nd Street Club, The Famous Door. Music from those broadcasts makes up half of a new sampler of live Basie from that period. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's choice.
Sent for you yesterday, baby, here you come today. Sent for you yesterday, baby, here you come today. Baby, you can't love me, treat me that way.
Vocalist Jimmy Rushing with Count Basie's band in 1939. Nobody ever sounded jollier singing the blues, and no band sounded happier playing it. Basie specialized in the brand of blues that laughs at trouble. The music's exceptional buoyancy stemmed from a four-piece rhythm section with Basie on piano. Folks often say rhythm guitarist Freddie Green was more felt than heard, but sometimes his chomping beat came through loud and clear. Drummer Joe Jones and bassist Walter Page round out that rhythm quartet. This music's from a new download-only album, Jumpin' at the Woodside, Volume 2 of the Savory Collection. It's live Basie from 1938 to 1940, recorded off the radio by engineer Bill Savory, and now cleaned up for release by the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. The sound is pretty good and the music's pretty terrific. Basie's biggest star was tenor saxophonist Lester Young, with his wistful, faraway tone and willful lagging behind the beat. He'd honk on one note just to toy with the rhythm. Lester Young in 1938 on Honeysuckle Rose. Basie actually featured two tenor saxophonists as friendly rivals. Herschel Evans had a more overtone-rich timbre and sometimes played more ornate lines, but he dug Lester's momentum. Herschel Evans on tenor sax and Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. The star soloists get plenty of exposure, but the classic Basie band was about the sections, deployed in classic Kansas City style. Trumpets and trombones and saxophones would set contrasting riffs behind a soloist to push him along. Some of those riffs were spontaneous, and some written to sound that way. That's Sweets Edison again on trumpet. Eddie Durham's Swingin' the Blues, whose title sums up the Count Basie story. The collection Jumpin' at the Woodside catches his band honing its art every time it hit the bandstand. The swing era had been going about 3 years before Basie broke through. He had some serious competition, but his crew made most everybody up their game. Count Basie's band made some of those swing outfits sound like they were standing still.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Count Basie Jumpin' at the Woodside, the Savory Collection, which is available for download from the National Jazz Museum in Harlem.